Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the N3 southbound, there's a stationary vehicle before Geldnæs causing serious backlog getting a through Bedford View. It is backed up basically to the Buccleuch interchange at the moment. And northbound on the Mike 1, there's a crash near Woodmead causing a lot of trouble through Sandton. There's also just been another one near Melrose Arch, so that queue is going to get longer.
The Minerals Council says in the past 30 years, around 130 jobs were lost in the mining industry, and most of these are linked to the gold sector. Then to Kenya, following President William Ruto's rejection of the contentious finance bill yesterday, Kenyans are waiting to see what Parliament will do next to stop it from becoming law. At 5, we share the thoughts of someone on the ground that spoke to Jacaranda FM's Maschaba Sefularo. Furthermore, all eyes are on America, where President Joe Biden and his opponent in the November elections, Donald Trump, will have their first presidential debate. The 82-year-old Biden and 78-year-old Trump will face off at 9 p.m. in the USA, which is 3 a.m. in South Africa. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Well, we're supposed to start off with some live cricket action, but it hasn't happened. The match between England and India has been delayed by rain. It is the second semi-final to see who will join South Africa in the final of that game, where Tabriz Shamsi has revealed that the side have, well, at last gone where no other of their predecessors have gone before since 1992. Of course, South Africa were ruthless at their best in the T20 World Cup semi-final against Afghanistan in Taruba. Shamsi, who claimed figures of 3 for 6, explained that because there are no clear match winners in the Proteas side, that has helped to ease the burden. Three players will be making their debuts for the Junior Springboks in the World Rugby Under-20 Championship opener against Fiji. It's happening at the Cape Town Stadium on Saturday at 7 o'clock. There'll be starts for new hooker Luka Baskas and then Bakas, as well as Liam Kun and also Likona Fianga as well. They're going to be on the bench as well. Zachary Porton will be the captain of the side. And in some more cricket news, England's Ollie Robertson, well, he's got a record that he doesn't want. He was smashed for 43 runs, the most expensive over ever in cricketing history in the English County Championship, after batsman Lewis Kimber rewrote the record books. The Sussex paceman Robertson was struck for 2 sixes and then 6 fours, 3 of which were from no balls in a single over as well. And Andy Murray remains hopeful that he's going to play at Wimbledon, but admits that it's unlikely to be in the singles competition after undergoing surgery on a spinal cyst. The 37-year-old confirmed that he's planning for the Olympics in Paris to be his final event of his career. Had the procedure on Saturday after experiencing weakness in his right leg playing at Queen's last week. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Jerusalem, Ikayalami. Ilondoloze. Uhambenami. Zungangishilana. Jerusalem, Ikayalami. Ilondoloze. Ay, cola na, buzo a mi, au cola na, ki lo no lo sé, su ham en a mi, da u ya mi, ay, cola na, buzo a mi, au cola na.